Praise the Lord. Just want to speak a little word this morning because of what has happened this week. We were, some of us went down to North Carolina for the Thanksgiving time. Amen. And I think many were here, especially on the Lord's Day, to watch the video here. So, very good time. But we had co-workers meetings on the before the conference, and we also had some more after the conference. And I would just tell you that it was very surprising what happened in one situation that I just think we need to be enlightened about it.
Amen.
We were talking about taking America. You know, we Minoru Chin has put out these, what they call them, GCTA?
GCTA.
Gospelized Truth Eyes.
Church Eyes America.
Church Eyes America. Amen. So every year we have one or two cities that we try to take, and or three or four, and if it doesn't work out too well, we'll just put them up again the next time. And it's caused some spread, but it's very slow. So he was there, and he was quite burdened that this could be speeded up somehow. And so, meanwhile, we were talking about what we've done. In the past, we sent 200 Americans to Russia early 1990s, and also Taiwan sent 100 saints to Russia. They could all speak English, so all the coordination was in English. But you know, they were there, and some stayed 2 years, 3 years, some 5 years, some 7 years, some 8 years. There was one brother who joined me down in Brazil who spent 18 years there. He was in the training in Anaheim when Brother Lee made the call. And he even told the trainees in Anaheim, if you've had 1 year of training, it's good enough. Because he was so urgent about what was happening in Russia. And this brother was one of them. His name was Scott Stone. And he went to Russia, and he was there until I went to Brazil. Actually, he beat me to Brazil about a year because he was there to help them with the distribution of the Bibles. And he married a Chinese sister from Taiwan. She speaks very good English. You'd think she's American. Dear sister, a very dear sister. Anyway, of course, they have two children. And children, my goodness, one of them's going to college next year, I think. But anyway, in that time we spend in Russia, we have to know the situation in Russia today. In Russia today, we have 197 churches. And all the Americans came home. And all the Taiwanese came home. We have one brother there in a kind of a statistical capacity. He does something with the books and helps them with the money. But he's not doing anything. All the saints are Russian. All the elders are Russian. All the co-workers are Russian. And all of us came home. But listen, you know why that happened? It's because I know in Bellevue, when we sent all these ones to Russia, and we had quite a few that was from the Northwest, particularly Seattle. Joel Kennan went. John Brooks went. Phil Neer went. And some of their wives, I think we had about 15 maybe from the church in Seattle that went. Some more went from Spokane. Because we had so many that we knew personally, it was easy for us to pray for them every week. And I believe, with very few exceptions, we prayed for Russia every week in the prayer meeting in Bellevue for about 8 years. I'm not kidding you either. I was in those meetings. And I know we might have missed one or two here and there, but mostly every week we prayed for Russia. And not too long, we heard about a big gospel meeting they had and how they preached the gospel to so many hundreds and how many got baptized. The numbers just kept coming in. The numbers just kept coming in because we were not the only church in the recovery praying for them. A lot of churches in the recovery were praying for them. And I believe a lot of the churches praying every week, just as we were. We are members of those that we send over there. Members of them. We're all in one body. So when they go, Brother Lee said, we advance the Lord's recovery by going, giving, and praying. These three things, I don't know if one is more crucial than the other. Probably, if there is, it's the prayer. But anyway, somebody has to go, and we have to support them. So anyway, what happened was is they went over there. Now look what we've got. We know that Russia in the end times, it's not good, the prophecy about Russia. They're going to go down and be involved in, well, eventually they'll end up victims of Armageddon. But listen, Brother Lee told us, no matter what happens, we have a solid testimony in Russia. Amen. Solid testimony in Russia made up of Russians. Amen. You know, if we still were there, and Putin got mad at us, he could say, get out of here, Americans. And we would have to leave. But what is he going to do with the saints that are Russian? Where are they going to go? They're Russian. Okay. We remember that a couple of years now, we've been concerned about three or four years, about Germany. And first of all, let me tell you what happened in 1970s, when I came to the recovery, we had one church in 1972 in the Lord's recovery in all the state of Washington, and only about five major churches in the whole country. And we were here, but a short time after I came in, the church in Spokane rose up on its own. They were reading some material by Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. And they just rose up and took the ground there. But it wasn't very, they weren't very big. But all of a sudden, they began to pray a lot. And they began to try to do some things to get some increase. And of all the places they tried, they weren't getting much success. But they kept praying. Understand me, they kept praying. Amen. They kept praying. Amen. And they started putting feelers out eventually to Whitworth College. And in Whitworth College, they started gaining some new young people. And I'm telling you, they just came in like a river. Amen. They just came in like a river over there in 1970. I was hearing about it all the time. You remember that, don't you, Ray? They just came in like crazy from Whitworth College. How did that happen? Whitworth College is a Christian college. But I mean, it was just amazing how they were coming in. And of course, we began to pray for them. And of course, we were, in those days, we were praying and the Lord just brought them in. They brought them into Seattle too. Every Lord's Day, we looked around and there was people there. And I don't know who, nobody knew who invited them. And the next week, more new ones. And the next week, when they came here, they came with 55 adults. When I came in a year later, it was 150 in the meeting. And I migrated out a year and a half later with Diane. There was 300 in the meeting. 300 in the meeting, and 107 of us migrated out. Diane and I were part of 20 that went to Milwaukee. There was another 20 went to Minneapolis. There were 13 cities that we took that year, and we migrated out 100 from here. Over 200 migrated out from Eldon Hall, because our vision is the Lord wants the earth. Amen. He wants the earth.
Amen.
Okay. What happens now in Germany? We were talking about, well, Menorah says, we always go to Russia. We always go to Germany. How about the U.S.? And we got a report from Germany that night. You know, we have a speaker on the table in our co-workers meeting. So if there are certain co-workers, certain places who cannot come but want to be piped in, they can pipe in and say something. So we said, Chris Wild, Chris, give us a report of what's happening in Russia, in Germany. So he began to talk, and I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. Neither could the brothers. And he just said that they're just coming in like crazy.
Amen.
Typical Germans off the campuses, as well as the ones, these Farsi people, the ones, I think they're Iranians. And he was talking about this place and that place and this town and that town. And he says it could be that next year, starting after January, by the end of the year, we may have 5 more localities in Germany.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Then they came. They came to North Carolina, Chris and Tom Getz. And 2 days later, they were there. And so we were saying, well, we got to take care of America. Tom Getz says, go ahead and take care of America. You don't need to send us anymore. We don't need them. I said, what am I hearing here? Well, that doesn't mean that there won't be more go. Some have already committed, including one from Bellevue. Any of those that have a burden to go, they'd be welcome to go. But we have about 175 that have moved there, you know, one way or the other, and gotten, some of them are working, some of them are studying, and, you know, the different ways that we're going, getting them over there from the U.S. And also, in total, he said, we have about 670 saints in Germany. They counted, that's what they've counted right now. But the number is increasing almost every week. 670 saints total. 170 of them moved there. So we've got, more than 400 that they've gained in recent months. You know what? We have prayed for Germany every Tuesday night.
Amen.
In Bellevue.
Amen.
You know, all of us that come to the prayer meeting in Bellevue, they know. We pray for Germany every week.
Amen.
Is that true or not?
Amen.
When you've come to the prayer meeting, we have prayed for Bellevue. I mean, we have prayed for Germany. And we're not the only church doing that. There's a lot of churches in the U.S. that are praying for Germany.
Amen.
And I do believe that we are the supply.
Amen.
We, the churches,
Amen.
That are praying every week,
Amen.
Are the supply for those, the people that are on the front line with the action.
Amen.
And so when Chris came, we heard all these statistics, and I said, what's happening over there in Germany? He said, it feels like Spokane in 1972.
Oh,
so that's what it feels like. Because they were all college students too, you know.
Amen.
So anyway,
Amen.
I just want to tell you, the Lord needs the saints to spread the recovery.
Amen.
If you go, if you one that goes, the Lord takes note of that. Of course, He probably puts the burden in you, but you'll be rewarded accordingly. You know, you pay a price. Diane and I paid a price to go to Brazil. Although, I don't know why I don't feel like we paid much of a price. Because I was just in the flow of the Lord's flowing and the fellowship, and it was just like, I don't feel like we sacrificed anything. I mean, we hated to leave the saints here, but you know, after we were there 7 years, we hated to leave there.
Amen.
You get built up wherever you go, you know.
Amen.
It's just the way it is.
Amen.
But the Lord is taking note of that. You're part of the Lord's spread on the earth. If you give money to the spread of the Lord's recovery, the Lord will take note of that.
Amen.
You believe me. This is something else has to happen for the Lord to spread. Full-timers go over there. Somebody has to sustain them.
Amen.
Somebody has to sustain them. If you give money for that very purpose, it will go to them. It is for sure.
Amen.
You put that kind of money in the box, we won't spend it for anything else. It will go to support these ones that have gone. Plus, if you are a person that shows up on Tuesday night and you pray for Germany, the Lord takes count of that.
Amen.
He will take count of that. All of this will be rewarded. Of course, the Lord is burdening you, but He leaves you with your free will. You want to come to the prayer meeting or not? It's up to you.
Amen.
We don't help. We don't force anything. But let me tell you, if you come and you pray, not only do we pray for Germany, we pray a good time for Germany. We'll almost always pray for France. Not always, but almost always. And we always pray for England because they're building a big training center there. And so once in a while, we pray for Spain. And we pray for Portugal. We still have now no testimony in Portugal. We have about maybe 5 or 6 families scattered over there. But we have no testimony there. So we need a lot of prayer.
Amen.
For the Lord to do something there.
Amen.
And even for the church in Bellevue, I got inspired. What if we prayed for the increase of the church in Bellevue?
Amen.
According to the demographics that the Lord chooses.
Amen.
Let Him add who He wants.
Amen.
But it takes the prayer.
Amen.
We have to have the prayer so that the Lord, it lays the tracks. It's like the locomotive. God is the locomotive, but He needs the rails to run on.
Amen.
The prayer is the rails to run on.
Amen.
So consider before the Lord whether or not you should come to the prayer meeting.
Amen.
And consider before the Lord whether you should pray like some of the sisters do. There's some of the sisters pray 2 and 3 and 4. And I think they also have a prayer meeting, don't they? One day a week. But a lot of little groups of prayer during the week. This is very valuable.
Amen.
This is very valuable for the Lord's economy. Okay, that's all I have.